أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ما آمنت قبلهم من قرية أهلكناها أفهم يؤمنون. In the opening ayat of Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of certain people who, despite knowing of the reckoning that is going to take place, are still in a state of oblivion, a state of negligence and unmindfulness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the condition of the heart. Allah says the heart are completely distracted and the heart are unmindful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then related to us some of the words that the mushrikeen had used to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what they had to say about the Quran. So they referred to the Quran as some magic or a fabrication. They have referred to it as jumbled up dream, and they called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a poet. And the last part of the ayah, they demanded that a miracle should be shown to them, like how miracles were shown to the people of the past. They said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we hear from the Jews who are living within us and amongst us. We hear from them that they speak of Musa alayhi salam and the miracles that he performed. They speak of Isa alayhi salam and the miracles that he had performed. And they speak of the prophets of the past and the miracles that they had performed. You perform a miracle. Why is it that you do not show us a miracle and perform a miracle if you are really a messenger of Allah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ما آمنت قبلهم من قرية أهلكناها أفهم يؤمنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we learned of this principle, that when a community and when a people demanded a miracle of their choice from their Nabi, and that miracle was performed by the Nabi, and after that they still rejected the miracle and denied the message, it is the system of Allah that those people are destroyed. We saw it in the time of Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam, they demanded a miracle of their choice. What was the miracle of their choice? أَنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Oh, Isa, perform such a miracle. What is the miracle? That a feast is sent down for us from the heavens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them, Isa, tell them, I will fulfill their request and I will allow you to perform this miracle. But if they will still reject and deny, they shall be destroyed. And that's exactly what had happened. Then in the time of Salih alayhi salam, they persisted and insisted, Salih, make a pregnant she-camel walk out of this mountain. And Salih warned them, you are requesting this miracle of your choice. You are requesting it. If I perform this miracle and you don't accept it, it is the system of Allah that you will then be destroyed. And that is what they did. They rejected the miracle. And they denied the message of Salih alayhi salam. So it was in fact, Allah's mercy that he did not allow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform certain miracles that they had requested. And one was also to honor Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, considering the feelings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have never wanted his community to be destroyed. He was given that offer when he went to Taif, and they persecuted him and punished him. And we are all quite familiar with what happened in Taif to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was given the offer that allow us to crush them up between the two mountains that are found on either side of the city. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, I am optimistic that perhaps in the future a community will come out from these people who will believe in Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never hoped for destruction upon
his community and his people. Hence, it is the mercy of Allah that he did not allow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform those miracles that they had demanded and requested. And Allah speaks of us. Allah says, "Ma amanat qablahum min qarya ahlaknaha." Allah says, all the people of the past that you speak about, the people of Isa, the people of Musa, and you speak about all the people of the past who were shown miracles, Allah says, they did not believe after the miracle was shown to them. Ahlaknaha, we destroyed them. We destroyed them. Afahum yu'minun. Allah is asking now, are you all going to believe? There's a hint in this, that you also are not going to believe. You are just making these absurd requests. But are you also going to believe? Meaning you will not believe. And if you are not going to believe, you are going to suffer the same fate that they had suffered. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Another objection that they made, that why are you a human, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You one of us. You grew up amongst us. You lived with us. We dealt with you. We know you. You are a human being. You have human needs. How can you claim to be a prophet? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is strange. What a strange comment to make. They believe, according to the Jewish scriptures, that there were prophets who were sent in the past who were human beings. They believe that. They learned that from the scriptures of the Jews and the Christians that lived in and around Makkah al-Mukarramah or Medina al-Munawwara at that time. So what's so strange if you are a human being? They accepting that the prophets of the past were human beings. So why are they making this silly comments that you should be an angel and not a human being? So Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا. We only sent men before you. We did not send down angels. And we did not send before you except رِجَالًا, except men. نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. We had revealed to them. They were not ordinary men. The privilege that the Nabi enjoyed over all other human beings. He is a human, and he has the very same human need that every other human being has. But the privilege that he enjoyed over all others, Allah says, Nuhi ilayhim. We sent revelation to them that human beings, ordinary human beings, do not enjoy. And that's what makes a Nabi a Nabi. Nuhi ilayhim. We had revealed to them, sent wahi to them. Fas'alu ahla dhikr. Allah tells them, now go and ask the people of dhikr. Go and ask the people of the message. Go and ask the Jews. Go and ask the Christians who are living in that time and who have with them some divine scriptures. Ask them about their prophets. If their prophets were angels, or if their prophets were immortal, or if their prophets were some other different type of creation. Their prophets that were sent to them were human beings as well. So go and ask them. In kuntum la ta'lamun. If you don't know, then go and ask the people of the message. وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ. Allah says about the men of the past whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with revelation, that is the prophet. Allah says, we did not make them into bodies that did not eat food. They all ate food. Musa alayhi salam ate. Isa alayhi salam ate. Every other Nabi of the past, they had food. They ate. Again, pointing to the fact that a Nabi has the same very human need that every other human being has. And it has to be that way, because he is sent as an example for the human being. So he must be a human. He must have the same human need that every other human being has, because he's coming to teach them how to live. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we did not make for them bodies that did not require food. They were not people who did not eat food. وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ. And they were not immortal. ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعْدَ. Allah says about the prophets of the past, then we made our promise true to them. Meaning we had fulfilled our promise to them. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُمْ وَمَنْ نَشَاءُ. And we rescued them and whomsoever we wished. وَأَهْلَكْنَا الْمُسْلِفِينَ. And we had destroyed the transgressors. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. Allah is telling the Arabs of that time that, listen, we have sent down a kitab in your language that's going to speak about you, that's going to promote your name around the world. The only reason why Arabs became so popular, the only reason why Arabs became so well known around the world is because of Quran. It is because of Quran. The only reason we want to learn the Arabic language and give it preference over other language, the same language that the Arab speaks, is what? Because the Quran is in Arabic. Why is there no interest to learn any other language? There is interest to learn the language of the Quran. There's interest to speak it. There's interest to study the sciences related to it. the very same language. So Allah is telling them the Quran should be a source of pride for you, rather than rejecting the message, and rather than denying it, and rather than calling it poetry and magic and everything else. Allah says, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا. Listen, Arab, we have sent to you a book, فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. In it is your mention. In it, through it, your name will become popular and become well known around the world. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you not think? Do you not apply your mind? May Allah grant us the understanding.